Hi, this is Becky Knight. The University of Alaska Board of Regents recently approved two large timber sales for Metcalf Island, advertising a total of up to 17.5 million board feet of old-growth forest from 1,066 acres. This is an affected area roughly equivalent in size to more than 800 football fields. Sea Alaska was the successful bidder for the highly visible Wrangell Narrows East timber sale. This sale area is adjacent to Keene Island and the state-designated Beecher Pass Marine Park. Al Kann won the bid for the South Metcalf sale, which is above Metcalf Highway, the popular Banana Point boat launch, and the Ernie Haugen Recreation Area. Al Kann and Sea Alaska are allowed to export 100% of these logs, along with the local milling jobs they would otherwise provide. Instead, they'll be loaded on freighters headed to Asia and elsewhere. Columbia Helicopters, based in Portland, Oregon, which is currently working the Tonka timber sale on nearby Kupernoff Island, will also likely work at the university timber sales. All of these sales are highly contentious in several ways. Here is some background. The U of A's proposed sales, when added to current and planned federal and state logging on Metcalf, Kupernoff, and Thomas Bay, will total about 100 million board feet of timber, to be extracted in only 2 to 5 years. All this occurs within about a 20-mile radius of the center of town. These landscapes are already heavily impacted after a half-century of industrial-scale logging. Each additional timber sale will delay the return of deer populations adequate to satisfy local needs. The U of A acres targeted for logging are what remains of crucial Sitka black-tailed deer winter range, essential to the recovery of these populations. In winter, deer require low elevation, high volume old growth forest canopy that intercepts more snow and where forage remains accessible longer. In contrast, second growth forest canopies close in 15 to 25 years after logging, and even when thinned, become virtual deserts for deer in terms of food. Habitat loss for Sitka black-tailed deer played a large role in the Board of Game's recent decision to reduce the Kupernoff's Lindenberg Peninsula deer season to the length of the Metcalf season, the shortest season with the lowest bag limit of anywhere in southeast Alaska. The board later authorized predator control for the Alexander Archipelago wolf in an area that includes Metcalf and the Lindenberg. Both measures were intended to increase deer populations, which are at an all-time low. According to the ADF&G, the annual deer harvest decreased from 216 deer in 1998 to only 22 during the 2012 Metcalf Island deer hunt. That year, it took 147 hunters over 565 hunter days to harvest 22 deer. That's over 25 hunter days for one deer. According to the ADF&G, the capability of the land to support deer on most of the area outside of city limits was reduced from 18 deer per square mile in 1954 to 14 currently. Deer pellet counts have also plummeted. Any way you look at it, these figures translate to far below the federal guidelines of 18 deer per square mile to maintain huntable deer populations. Local hunters rely on local deer, and more so in current times when the price of domestic beef, along with fuel prices, are rapidly escalating. The U of A should have considered this and other complex problems before scheduling a timber sale in our locale. Providing a public process with the affected local residents should have been done first. Most of the acres targeted for logging above Banana Point are on steep, unstable slopes, which are also all that remains of high-value deer winter habitat. Previously logged areas there have already experienced massive landslides. The September 2012 event tore into Wilson Creek, a cataloged salmon stream, and then spilled onto the Metcalf Highway. Landslide research demonstrates any type of logging on unstable slopes will increase landslide risks by a factor of 5 and are a risk to public safety, infrastructure, and could restrict access to the nearby boat launches. Finally, the highly scenic Wrangell Narrows is designated an All-American Highway under the National Scenic Byway System and will have a highly visible mile-and-a-half-long scar in full view of tourists and nearby residents. Logging activities could also restrict access along the Narrows. Scenery surrounding the remaining 700 acres adjacent to the Banana Point Recreation Area will also be impacted. All this so that habitat, our rarest and most valuable resource, can be quickly exported directly to Asia and elsewhere. Our island landscapes are being reduced to colonial-style export plantations. What can be done? These sales were slipped by us so fast that the only recourse is to adamantly request the university's Board of Regents to cancel the sales entirely, or at least halt signing the contracts so it can hold forums about the sales to consider local input on resource impacts and sale design, as the Regent website claims they commonly do. Please ask your borough assembly members to make that urgent request. Time is extremely short.